This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The Environmental Working Group has never been a friend of the American farmer and rancher, as their recent antics the other day reminded us. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The organization known as the Environmental Working Group was at it again the other day, spreading fear. Yes, fear-mongering. Well, a University of Florida professor has another term for the Environmental Working Group. Horticultural Sciences Professor Kevin Folta says they are food terrorists. Folta says, while many object to the use of the word terrorism, it's a perfect moniker for what is happening around us. Terrorism, he points out, is defined as coercion or intimidation to achieve political or ideological gains. And Dr. Folta says that's exactly what the Environmental Working Group is doing, as they deliberately deceive the public to cause fear, to create unnecessary change that advances their agenda. He was talking about specifically that report about glyphosate, presumably in breakfast cereal. He pointed out that the timing was perfectly coordinated to fit with a widely publicized jury verdict in California against the manufacturer of glyphosate, Roundup. And Folta says that wasn't a coincidence. He noted the Environmental Working Group claims to have found the herbicide glyphosate in commercial oatmeal brands, including organic ones. But he said, here's the problem. It's very easy to detect extremely small and insignificant levels of chemistry. And that's exactly what the Environmental Working Group found. They make up their own standards. Their standards that are 14,000 times lower than the EPA's, and extremely lower, Folta says, than any other regulatory body. He says the levels detected were actually well within safety limits. As Dr. Folta with the University of Florida pointed out, you'd have to eat 30-some bowls of oatmeal a day every day in order to achieve some level of realistic risk. I'll be back after this.